Okay, so the topic we're going to do here is the starting time for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at night. Okay, what time could one start saying Kriyat Shema? 1 second. Whatever, you'll see, you'll tell me. Okay, so what time do you start saying Kriyat Shema? So the pasuk says b'shach b'chav kumecha. When you go to bed, when you rise, when you lay down, and when you rise. So the question is, okay, so definitely they say it means, it doesn't mean when you actually go to bed, but it's the zman shechiva. It's the zman of going to bed. Okay? Fine. But the question is, what does that mean, the zman shechiva? When is the zman of shechiva? Right? When is the time of going to bed? So, the Mishnah says, if you look in the Mishnah on Beis HaMinalef, it's a Mimis Haikonos Shema Barav, and Mishah Shekohanam Echlasam Lechel B'Chumasan Ad Sof Hashmor Rishonah. So, from the time that the Kohanim come in to eat their Truma, okay, forget about until is a different Machlokas, when does it end, but we're talking about the start time. The time that the Kohanim come to eat their Truma. So Rashi says, Kohanim shenitmu, v'tavlu, v'herav shimshon, v'gi yitam lechav Truma. So if a Kohen becomes Tameh, so a certain Tuma is just a one-day Tuma. So basically what he does is he goes in the mikvah, and then he has to wait until the end of the day, and then he's tar. Then he's tar, he's no longer Tameh, and he's allowed to eat things which are Truma. Truma is like food, which is kadosh, which you can't eat when you're tamei. So basically that happens at Seisel Kochavim. Okay, when the stars come out. Okay, when the stars come out, so that's the time when the Kohen's able to eat his truma. Then he becomes star. And then that's the time where you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Yeah, okay, fine. So that's the Mishnah. That's the sheet of the Mishnah, which the Gemara says basically means Seitzu Kochavim. Right, if you look, for instance, Amar Mar, a little bit down in the Gemara, the two dots, like 10 lines on the bottom, Mishoshkon Echos Nechav Chumasa, Mechte, Kohanim Eimas Kach, Leitzu Chuma. When do they eat Chuma? When is that? Mishas Seitzu Kochavim. So it's from Seitzu Kochavim. That's the time. Three stars, the stars coming out. So why does the Mishnah just say simple? It should just say, why is our Mishnah getting all fancy and saying the time that the read Shema is when the Kohanim eat their Truma? It sounds just say Tzeizachavim, get to the point. So the Gemara says, Milsai Gavorche Kamash Malan. Kohanim Emas Kachli B'Truma, Mishas Tzeizachavim. So it's teaching you something in passing, it teaches you a different thing. Namely, that the time that the Kohanim are allowed to eat their Truma is Seisel Kochavim. So it's like teaching you two things at the same time. First of all, it teaches you Kriyat Shema and Seisel Kochavim, and also it teaches you that the Kohanim could eat their Truma at Seisel Kochavim. Okay? Teaches you both of them. Question? Right. I mean, the question on this is a Pshat question. I think this is what you're asking, Matt, is that all the Mishnah says is that from the time the Kohanim eat their Truma, right? Now you're saying is we don't know when Kohanim eat their Truma. So the Mishnah is coming to teach you that is Seisel Kochavim. But if coming into this thing, we don't know when the time of Kriyat Shema is, and we don't know the time of when the Kohanim eat their Truma, so then what does it help to say, oh yeah, the time of Kriyat Shema is when Kohanim eat their Truma? And that's somehow teaching you that both of them are Seisel Kochavim, but it never told you Seisel Kochavim. So it doesn't teach you anything. It just tells you the two unknowns are equal. But you still don't know what either of them are. So how does our Mishnah really teach you anything? It doesn't. It's not teaching you two things. It's not teaching you any things. Exactly. So the answer to this question, I think, is a pshat answer, which comes from going a little further in the Gemara, which I don't want to do right now, but I'll just give you just fill you in on the answers. It's kind of interesting. But if you go further in the Gemara, you'll see is that the Gemara, there's no question. When do Kohanim eat their Truma? So it says, Ubah HaShemesh V'Taher. When the sun comes, and then they're Tahar, and then they're able to. And the question is, does the sun coming mean, Ubah HaShemesh, does it mean the sun coming, basically the sun setting, which means somehow, means Seisel Kochavim, the sun comes means it completes its coming, which is the coming of the sun is the path of the sun in the sky, and it finishes that path when its sun sets and it's totally dark. Or does Uba HaShemesh V'Tahir mean in the morning, Uba HaShemesh, the next morning, that the Kohanim could eat their Chuma? Okay, when the sun comes in the morning. Okay, however the reading of the Pasuk works out. But basically, from the Torah, you're left from reading the Torah, which everyone knows how to read the Torah. From reading the Torah, you have two different possibilities. There are two choices. Either it's Seisuk Chavim or it's the morning. Okay? So it's not like the Gemara, we have no clue whatsoever when the Kohanim would eat their Truma. No, we do know. We know it's one of two choices. Night or morning. So if that's the given, and now our Mishnah says, when do you read Kriya Shema? When do you read Kriya Shema at night? So it says the time the Kohanim eat their Truma. So then we could see, first of all, that the answer to when Kohanim eat their Truma is the nighttime thing, which is Seisuk Chavim. And then we also know that Kriya Shema is Seisuk Chavim. Okay, so I mean, it's a matter of pshat. It's a matter of pshat, but I mean, you'd have to read further. I mean, you could stop here and think for a half hour until you figure out the answer, you know? I mean, it's a good lesson. Sometimes you got to read a little further. I mean, it's not 100% explicit from reading further, but I think you could put it together if you read the whole Gemara. You know, if you stopped short and tried to think about it, you'd probably get, you know. So fine. But that's besides the point. As far as we're concerned, that's besides the point. Okay. So it says like this. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara's going to go into the Kriya Shema. Okay, so that's Seisuk Chavim. Okay, Seisuk Chavim. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Mar. It's on Amar Beis. Beis Amar Beis. Amar Mar. Mishah Shekhanim and Achasim Lechel B'Chumasan. So it's the time that they're going to meet their Chuma. V'raminhu. We have another Brisa, which is contradictory to this first one. Okay, V'raminhu is always a contradiction. It's a question word, which means a contradiction from an equal source. Okay, like two Tanaic sources. So me'emus like koronis shema be'arvin mishah ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach ad shah she'omer lipadim esoch sedasa. So when do you read shema? From the time that the ani, that a poor person, comes in to eat his bread with salt. Okay. So that sound until the time where he finishes his meal. Okay, so forget about the until. So that sounds like a different time. Now the start time is when an ani comes to eat his bread. Right? Which is when? Which is, we don't even know. So Gemara says, Seifa vadle pligi amasnisan. Resha mi pligi. Mi lema pligi amasnisan. So is the Seifar, is this a machlokas? So the Gemara first says, lo. It's the same exact time. The same time as when a poor person begins his meal is the same time that the Kohen could eat his Truma. So it's not a contradiction. They're just two different ways of saying the exact same time. Okay? Okay. Fine. So far, so good. It's just funny that it's referencing in two different ways, but it is. Okay, so now the Gemara says, V'raminu, we have another stira, another contradiction. Me'emasai, another brisa. Me'emasai, maskin likos Kriya Shema b'arvin. What time do you start reading Kriya Shema? Mishah shebnei adam nechnasim lechol pitam b'arvei shabasos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says it's from the time that people begin to eat their meal on Erev Shabbos, on Friday night. Okay? Okay, that's another time. Maybe that's also the same time, right? Maybe that's also the same time. But the Gemara says, V'chachamim omri misha'a she'kohanim zakal nechal v'chumasan. Similar to what says V'chavim. So he says it's the time when the Kohanim eat their Truma, which is says V'chavim. So therefore, what do you see? So if the Chachamim are saying it's Seisuk Chavim, so it must be that this Shita who's saying that it's when people come to eat their bread is not Seisuk Chavim. It's different because it's an argument. Right? Hold on 1 second. I have a call waiting. Okay, fine. So, right, okay, so you see, so again, you have machlokas between Rameh and the Chachamim, whether it goes by Tzeisa Kochavim or when people eat their food. When people eat, right, when people go to eat their bread. Yes, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday night. So the Gemara says, I'm going to jump a little bit now, but it says, so the Gemara thinks at this point that the ani eating his food and a regular person eating his food on Friday night are the same exact time. And therefore, if that's the case, so, and if you want to say that the ani and the kohanim and tzeis kochavim is at the same time, so then there's no machlokas. Then why is there a machlokas? One guy says tzeis, the other guy says when people eat their food. If people eating their food is this and is the same time as ani eating his food, and ani eating his food is the same time as tzeis kochavim, then there's really no machlokas. So you see, apparently, that the ani's time is different than the kohen's time. Must be that they're different. So it says, "Lo ani v'kohen chachiru, ani u'bnei adam lav chachiru." So it says, "No." The other way to go is that the ani and the kohen is really one time, but the ani and the people and regular people is a different time. Yeah.
Why did the Gemara originally assume that the ani and the people eating their food are the same time?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. It seems like the Gemara wants to hold that way. Rather, because the Gemara says, well, no, actually, it goes away from that. But then it asks, it says, well, let's just get through this thing. I mean, there's a lot of chesed here, but let's just work it through. It says, so now you're going to tell me the ani and the kohen are the same. Right? It's still saying the same. Another, Rabbi Elazar says that it goes, no, the time when Shabbos begins. Not the time when people eat their food, but the time when Shabbos begins. Okay, Shkia. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Mishosha Kohan Mituharim Lechol B'Trumasan. Whatever, so that's the different thing about the Truma. And then Reb Chanina, Omer Mishosh Ani Nechmas Lechol Pita B'Melech. And Reb Chanina says it's when the Ani eats his bread. And Reb Achoy, Omer Mishosh Rov Neav Nechmas Lechol Pita, when most people eat. So you have a Braisa, another Braisa, which has one position, which is that it goes by the Kohanim, and another one, it goes by the Ani. So you can't possibly say that they're the same. V'yam Ani Kochad Shiru, Reb Chanina Hain Reb Yeshua. So basically it proves that you have to say from this Braisa, because you have an argument, is it the Ani or is it the Kohen? So you see, it must be the different times. The Ani and the Kohen are different times. They're not the same. Okay, that's the punchline of this thing. Okay? So the Gemara asks, so which one's later? Okay, so they're different, so which one's earlier, which one's later? It says, Mestavar da'ani mu'uchar. It must be that da'ani is later. Because if da'ani is beforehand, if da'ani is before the Tzeisak Kochavim, so then the guy, the ani guy, is going to be the same as the Rebbe Yazar, who's saying the time of the time when Shabbos begins. Because they're both before Tzeisak Kochavim. So you don't want to have that. So it's basically saying is the ani is late. So it turns out you have three, or actually four times. Okay, I'll start with three. One of them is the Shkia sunset, which is the time that the Shabbos begins. The second time is Tzeis HaKochavim. Right, Tzeis HaKochavim was the time that the Kohanim could eat their stuff when they're stars. And then you have the Ani time, where the Ani begins eating, which is even later than that. Right, presumably the Ani, I mean, it could be the upshot is that the Ani eats later because he really needs to work as long as possible. So therefore, he's going to stay, you know, keep working even a little past Tzeis HaKochavim. So he's even later. Okay? And then you have another Shita in the middle, which is the time where people eat on Friday nights. Time when people eat on Friday nights. Which is earlier. Right, it's earlier. So I think at the end of the day you have four positions. At least four. Could be there more, but you have at least four. Okay, so again, sunset, Shkia, which is when Shabbos starts. Then when people eat their meals on Shabbos, which is presumably sometime between sunset and Tesach HaChavim. Then you have Tesach HaChavim, and then you have the Ani, when the Ani starts eating, which is even later. Okay? I mean, there's a lot of cheshbon of how the Gemara gets to showing that these are all different, but that's basically what you end up with. Okay, good. So that's one question. One question is these times all seem arbitrary. I mean, it's like anything goes. What do these times have anything to do with going to sleep? Right? I mean, aren't we trying to figure out when it's Zman Shechiva? So what, you just like make up anything? I mean, what's the whole system to the here, you know? Right? I mean, it's very hard to understand what's going on here.
Also, when people are not sleeping.
It's true. These are times when people are eating, not sleeping. Seems funny. Oh, there's another part of the Gemara I didn't read. I forgot. But the Gemara, when it says the Tzeisek Ochavim, the Gemara says, the Afalpi, there's a period, it's the middle of the page, like a third of the way down. Afpi Shein Raya Ledavar Zeichel Ledavar. Shene'emar, that there's a source in the Pasuk, or a hint in the Pasuk. Ve'anachnu osim b'malacha v'chetzia machzikim b'ramachim e'elos ha'shachar ha'tzeisek ochavim. So it's saying is that we were doing work and holding our swords or our weapons or our plowshares, I don't know, whatever it is, we were working from dawn until Tzeisek Chavim. The Omer v'hayolanu ha'alayla mishmer v'hayom malacha. The night was for guarding and the day was for malacha. So you see that it's saying is that the day and the night, the day is for malacha and the day is from alos ha'shachar until Tzeisek Chavim. So therefore, that's when it becomes nighttime after that. Okay, but it's not a proof, because it's not saying necessarily that it's vis-a-vis Kriya Shema. That's what Tosa says. It's not talking about Kriya Shema at all, so who's to say it has anything to do with this? Okay.
That just seems like a fact of that everyone accepts of when night is night.
Yeah, right. Which is funny how that has any bearing on this discussion, because it's not what we're discussing. We're talking about specifically Kriya Shema. Not talking about night, and we know what night is. Night that's open, that night is then. Question here, it would seem, and the question here is about Kriya Shema, when is Zman Shechiva? Right, I mean, the thing is, this machlokes, it just seems like, first of all, four-way machlokesim are never fun. It's just like, is there anything which anyone knows? You know, and it's just like so, it's like it's just random times. Like random times which don't seem to have anything to do with Shechiva. The whole thing is just like, it's very hard to even begin to analyze this thing. Like, do these things have anything to do conceptually? I mean, you could ask a question like this, is that, are these times somehow reference points, or are they actually conceptually related to the concept of Zman Shechiva? You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean by reference point.
Reference point means is like, really Zman Shechiva is 7:30. But the way we say 7:30 is, how do we tell people 7:30? So we say, oh, it's the time when the Kohen goes up from whatever. You know, it's like a way to refer to the time, which is really the time. But it's not Zman Shechiva because the Kohanim eat whatever, because Ani eats or because whatever. It's just that's the way we could point to that time.
I understand.
You know what I mean? But like,
not necessarily that we'll learn it from here.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that since Aniyim eat their meal early, therefore it's sleeping time. No, it's sleeping time because it's sleeping time. But when is sleeping time? So I hold sleeping time is when Ani goes to whatever, but that's just my way to refer to 10 o'clock at night or whatever, you know? Is it like a way to refer to it, or is somehow it conceptually linked in with it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that here's the problem. I think on the one hand it sounds crazy to say that it's not a ref, that they're intrinsically related to sleeping, because what do they have to do with the time of sleeping? On the other hand, if you say that it's pure reference points, so then you're saying he's just referring to a time. A time has nothing to do with these qualities, it's just whatever, some way to refer to it. But then you're totally in the dark as to what's, so why is it this time? Like, what's his reasoning? Why should it be the time where the Ani goes to eat his bread? You know what I mean? Like, then you're going to have to say there's some other factor which we don't know about, which is the reason why he's picking that time, and he's just referring to it based upon, the Ani eating his bread. So then you don't even know what time it is. It's almost impossible then to figure out what's the svara behind it. At least this way, you have an approach to the thing. He's telling you it's when an Ani eats this thing. Now, your question is, what does that have anything to do with it? I don't know. I'm not really sure. But at least you have something to go on. The other way is to discount what he says, then just try to come up with some totally other thing. You know what I mean? The one thing the Gemara, there's a Rashi, says, Seisik Ochavim is, Shu Gemar Bias HaShemesh. Because it's a Baal HaShemesh, it's the completion of the path of the sun. The sun is totally gone when it's Seisik Ochavim. That's what Seisik Ochavim is. And that's when, the Malacha, right? And they stop doing their Malacha. That Pasuk also says that. I think what the right way to go here, though, is to try to think if there's any of them which makes sense. I mean, that's kind of where you're going, but like, is there any position here that makes sense? Is there anything? I mean, it's a four-way machloka, so it's a lot of ways. But like, at least if you could get insight into the area from any of the ways, just if we could understand one of the four, then perhaps it will help propel us into the whole area. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need a way to enter the sugya. It's like we're in the dark here. And we have to come up with something. We have to somehow gain insight into what's the issue at hand. So it would seem that we'd want to somehow understand at least one of them. And remember what the issue is. The issue is, when is Man Shchiva? So that itself is an interesting question. I mean, let's say you didn't know anything. When would you say Man Shchiva is? I mean, that's what they're all trying to answer. When is Man Shchiva? So, how would you answer that question? And do any of these guys provide you with an answer which you would somehow think would make sense? Yeah, okay, so I want to elaborate on what Matt and Sammy are suggesting, which is that like, when do people go to sleep? So I'd say the answer is, it depends. Different people go to sleep different times, right? So it can't mean when do people go to sleep. It has to mean like, what time is, so to speak, the time which is designated, or which is in which people go to sleep. Okay, what time period is it? Is it the sleeping period? Okay. Now the thing is like this, is that first of all, just for one thing, I just want to say beforehand, I just want to knock out a bias that I think we have, which is based on electricity and lights, is like, and this is just an interesting thing to notice altogether, is like a sociological fact, is that in our world, light plays very little of a role. I mean, what is sunset doesn't really mean anything to us. Because we daven, but like, take your average guy. I mean, what is sunset even? What value does sunset have on any? You know. Like, it just doesn't have any effect or any meaning. It doesn't affect his life in any real significant way because we have lights. So, I mean, I guess, okay, it's sunny out, the sun, you have traffic when the sun is setting or whatever. You know, and I guess if you have a job like you work outside, then it affects you. But for your average person, I mean, the sunrise and sunset is like almost irrelevant. I mean, it has some sort of effect. Like, you know, you get out of work, oh, it's dark out, it's light out. Has like some psychological effect, but it doesn't essentially affect us in any way whatsoever. I mean, it's just like an abstract thing when the sun rises and the sun sets. But, I mean, if you think back in the day, basically for most of man's history, I mean, he lived by the sun. I mean, when the sun was up, he was able to do stuff. When the sun was down, he was basically confined, not able to do stuff, or very, very limited in his ability to do stuff. You know, you could have candles and torches and whatever, but I mean, it was very, you're very, very limited by dark. dark basically shuts down all activity. You know? Now, fine. So that aside, but still, not everyone people don't go to sleep necessarily right when it gets dark. But the thing is that I think once it's dark, the day of Malacha, like the Pasuk says, the Malacha is over. The time for Malacha is over. Now, man exists in those two spheres, in the public active sphere, and then in his private sphere, his personal time, his personal sphere. Now, once the Malacha is over, so now you're basically in your own personal world. Now, in your personal world, you could do a lot of things. You could decide that you want to eat. You could decide that you want to learn. You could decide that you want to go to sleep. You could decide a lot of things. I mean, the point is it's the time where your work, your responsibility, your outsideness came to an end. And now it kind of depends on your mood. So, I mean, some people are hungry. I mean, look, remember, their big meal was lunch for the most part. So some people are hungry. Some people are zonked from a day of work and they're going to go to sleep. Some people want to hang out with their family. Some people want to do other stuff, whatever it is that you want to do. So we want to learn Torah. But the point is that once it's night, it's a time for your personal activities, and one of which is sleep. Sleep is not its own activity. There's no time for sleep. There's a time for a class of activities, one of which being sleep. And the time of Shchiva is the time where that class of activities begins, those personal, private activities. Now, sleep is one of them, and some people may opt to go to sleep, other people may not opt to go to sleep. But the point is that once it's the time of which the class of activities in which sleep belongs begins, then it's defined as Man Shchiva. Defined as Man Shchiva. Objectively, now it's the time in which sleep takes place. Not everyone's going to actualize it, but that's the time. No, I'm not saying that the defining time factor is sleep. I'm just saying that if you want to know when is the time for sleeping, I'll say there's no special time for sleeping, because when you sleep is a personal decision. It's a personal decision. Every person decides on their own when they sleep. But there is one thing which is fixed, which is that malacha is during the day, and then your personal activities are at night. Now, once your personal activities begin, now every person decides how they want to order and organize their personal activities. So there's the time of sleep. There's no distinct time of sleep. There's a distinct time of personal activities, and sleep is one of the personal activities that you do. So if you want to say when is the time of sleep, you'll say the time of sleep is once it becomes dark. But if you want to know when's the time for eating, for dinner, I'd say also when it's dark. I'll say, when's the time for sitting with your family? So when it gets dark, it would be all of them. But the point, I'm not saying that that's the identity of the time, is necessarily the time, you know, defined by sleep as opposed to other personal activities. I'm just saying Shchiva is, Zman Shchiva, it's part of a larger class of activities. Shchiva is the one which is relevant vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, so therefore it says B'Shachacha. But the point is that the time of Shchiva is really the time when the personal activities begins. And that's the time for the personal activities, which is of which sleep is one of them. Going to sleep is one of them. So what do we have? So maybe let's leave the other shittos for tomorrow. Does anyone object?
Sounds good.
Okay, so basically we have three other positions. One is that you go on the later extreme, you have when the ani goes comes in to eat. When the ani comes in to eat, which is later, because I guess an ani needs to work harder and longer, so he'll become in to eat even if it's a little later. The other one on the opposite extreme is at sunset, when Shabbos begins. And the other one is in between, which is when people begin eating on Friday nights, which is presumably going to be after sunset, but earlier than Tzeis L'Kachavim.